Today, the High Court began hearing two challenges that have been lodged against the federal government's same-sex marriage survey. But with the survey taking place next week, will the challenges be enough to take down the postal plebiscite? Taylor Fuller has more.
Two challenges to the federal government's same-sex marriage survey are being heard in the High Court today. One of the challenges is headed by Green Senator Janet Rice and the human rights advocacy group Australian Marriage Equality. Senator Rice says that the challenges have been lodged in hopes of stopping the government from working around the parliament on the issue of same-sex marriage.
Potentially they have overreached the mark and they're trying to sort of work around and get around the will of the parliament. We knocked off a plebiscite in the Senate. We've done that twice, and so then they've gone down this backdoor route of a postal plebiscite.
She also says that the grounds for the challenge rely on the fact that the funds allocated to run the survey have been misappropriated by the government.
It's going to cost $122 million, and they're taking that money from a fund that's there to be allocated to things which are urgent and unforeseen. And clearly, this postal plebiscite is neither of those things. If the government wanted to do it, they should have put a line item in the budget, which got passed through the parliament in May, but they didn't do that. We know that the government was starting to talk about this postal option if they couldn't get the compulsory one through the parliament since the beginning of the year.
Senator Rice says that the survey is making the LGBTI community feel unsafe and unwelcome.
We've seen, you know, the hatred that's in the streets. We've seen the awful posters that have been put up. They're really giving voice to neo-Nazi campaigning. It's giving voice to a massive amount of homophobia and transphobia. I mean, I had a woman speak to me over the weekend who said that she was, you know, verbally abused at a trans stop just for being who she was. And she's an older woman. She said it's that level of homophobia she hasn't experienced since the 1980s.
But how did we get to this point in the first place? Ryan Goss, senior lecturer in constitutional and human rights law at the ANU, says that the survey is the government's plan B.
When the government couldn't get its laws through the parliament to set up a plebiscite, they had to come up with a plan B. And the plan B that they came up with was this postal survey.
The survey is the first of its kind, with no predecessor or precedent for the government to rely on. Goss says that the core argument here is about whether the survey can be conducted using pre-existing laws.
Postal survey being done in this way is really unusual. There aren't any real precedents or examples of how this has been done in the past. So the challenges today involve challenges to the ability of the government to run a survey like this on the basis of existing law.
The only way that the postal survey can be stopped is if the High Court rules in favour of the two challenges. But just because the challenges are being heard this week doesn't necessarily mean that the High Court judges will finalise their decision this week. And with the survey set to go ahead next week, Goss says there's a few hypothetical situations that could occur.
What's, I think, possible is that the High Court hands down its decision, say, next week, which is after the, some of the forms have been started to be posted out, but before many of them have been posted back. And so if the High Court was to hand down a decision then that the postal survey wasn't constitutional or wasn't lawful, then essentially I think we would say to people, do whatever you like with the forms, throw them in the bin, the survey won't be proceeding.
Regardless of whether the survey goes ahead or not, according to Goss, the questions of its legality have certainly shed light on a contested area of public law.
Just by chance, this controversial political issue has triggered a controversial legal constitutional issue that the High Court has been thinking about a lot lately, and in which the law has changed and been evolving in the last 5 or 10 years. So that means, leaving aside the fact that the case is about marriage, the actual technical legal question can be quite tricky and controversial. So we will need to wait and see what the High Court decides.
Ryan Goss, senior lecturer in human rights and constitutional law, ending that report by Taylor Fuller.